Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions, to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za and @DavidDondi on those social media channels and, of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za. Bit of a different show today. I've got Mike Schlebach, who is the founder and CEO of screen.co.za, and they do something kind of interesting. When you want to buy a car but it's not local to you, how on earth do you go about that? Mike, tell me how you got here and what you do.
I founded Screen a couple of years ago, and basically Screen is an online platform that connects people that want to buy secondhand vehicles with experienced car people that can go and vet and check the cars for them before they buy.
Yeah,
so if you're in Cape Town and you're looking to buy a car that's up in Joburg or in some other part of the country, we have a pool of about 80 screeners, we call them, who are inspectors that can go and check the car out for you on your behalf.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that experience twice. I've gone to buy secondhand cars in Johannesburg. Once it was exactly as they said it would be, and it was happy days. I drove up in my old car and I drove back down in the new car. And the other time I happened to be in Joburg, and I don't know why, but I was going to look at this car and it was in immaculate condition. I'm surprised I got 100 meters down the road in this thing. It was wrecked. I mean, why somebody would lie and have you come halfway across the country is beyond me. But I guess, you know, one can run things like Decra today, but that's not the whole story, right?
Well, yeah. You know, the big difference between a business like ours and Decra is that our inspectors go to the vehicle, you know. And so if you want to buy a car from a private seller or a dealer, you've got to essentially get them to take the vehicle to Decra. It's an expensive operation, and then there's the problem of who pays for that, you know. So with us,
and
basically...
And who Decra is acting for? Are they for the buyer or for the seller? You are firmly for the buyer, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We are 100% independent, and our reports come with a 60 to 70 point checklist. They come with a set of high-res images, and it also comes with the review by an experienced mechanic who can tell you whether or not the car that you are looking to buy is a good one or a bad one, you know. And I think that for a fee of just over $1,000, you're getting really great value, and you don't have to travel there. You don't have to, to do all that stuff.
And which cities are you operating in? That's a pretty cost-effective fee. Well done there. I don't know how you sustain that, but thank you. And what cities are you operating in, Mike?
Well, we operate in all the major cities. Like I said earlier, we've got a pool of about 80 inspectors around the country who we call screeners.
Mm.
And in all the major cities, and then we've got some guys in little dorpies here and there that can facilitate that. But yeah, so most of the big cities.
So to use you, you go to screen.co.za, and that's S-C-R-E-A-N.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then you sign up there, and I assume you pay with a credit card or whatever it is.
Yeah, so you can just go through the checkout. All you need to do is provide us with a link to the advert for the vehicle that you found on one of the car platforms. And then, we basically take it. And we have a very quick turnaround. We can normally get the inspections done within the same day.
It's amazing.
And sometimes within a few hours of you using our service.
Just in closing, any amazing success stories or failure stories that you can share?
Well, yeah. I mean, the success stories is that we've done over 2,000 inspections over the last 2 years, and we have a 5-star rating on all the various different review platforms. And, we're just creating a great value proposition for people that need this kind of service. You know, the secondhand car industry is sort of fraud and corruption, and it's you never really know what you're getting, and this is a great way to mitigate that.
Mike, I take my hat off to you, and that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, @DavidDondi on the social medias, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.